Tomato Studios in Southport, this is Moira and Big Trev.
Right, so over the weekend, Eli's 8th birthday.
Yay!
Beautiful day. Yeah. Had a beautiful day as a family, lovely cake.
Oh, nice.
He got some great presents. It was wonderful.
Did he have a good day?
Had a great day. But he asked for one thing. Well, she asked for a few things, but one in particular.
So he's an eight-year-old.
Eight-year-old?
Yes. Did he ask for a Nerf gun?
No.
Station wagon?
No.
Remote control car?
No.
Pokemon cards?
Nope. The only thing he wanted was a pair of Crocs.
What?
A pair of Crocs.
No, sorry.
Crocs.
Did you say Crocs?
Crocs.
Oh. I thought we had an agreement.
We did have an agreement.
As a team.
I know.
As a
team. I feel dirty.
Why?
I purchased Crocs.
We've spoken
I know.
This.
It's gone against everything I've ever believed
you
in.
You were adamant.
I have been anti these shoes my entire life.
Christo fell off.
He did. He went to the dark side. Your kids went to the dark side.
Yeah, I'm not. And I've been there for years.
Exactly. So I had to go on Friday. $80.
What?
And you don't even get a bag. Like,
a
what's
bag?
That?
What do you want a bag for?
I want to carry them out. I didn't want to publicly show that I was carrying Crocs through Harbortown.
Hey, that's Moira, the one on the bus with the Crocs.
She said she'd never buy them.
That billboard lady. She
hypocrite.
Lied to us.
You're a hypocrite, Moira.
I am. And then on Sunday, I had to go and buy giblets. Gibbets. Once again, out in public, in Harbortown, scouring I was.
What did you buy?
Through giblets.
How many giblets did you buy?
Six.
What ones did you buy?
Messi.
Yes.
A tank. Okay. Carlton. A French bulldog. I can't remember the others.
A tank?
The tank's pretty cool.
Didn't find your dignity in that pile. Though,
all my self-respect.
It would have been a picture of you with your hands up going, meh. I can't believe.
And now Eli has not taken them off since we gave them to you. He slept in them. He slept with them next to his bed.
What colour are they?
White. Oh. Well, they were.
I thought we...
I know. It was only thing he wanted.
Has your other boys got any?
Jackson.
Yeah. He'll be the next one to go.
I know he's going to be the next one to go. Paul said he'd get them but not wear them outside of the house.
No, he'll wear them outside the house. He's like that.
All right, Sonia from Bigger Waters, what did you buckle and buy?
Moira, I hate to tell you, but you're gonna get Crocs. It happens.
No.
You get them for the kid, right? And then you accidentally, you know, like, I don't know, my son was the same size as me, and I just slipped them on one day at home. And I was like... Oh, next minute I've got a pair, and I'm only going to wear them at home. I said, only going to wear them at home. And then before you know it, they're addictive, and you think, I'm just going to go get bread and milk, and I'll just wear my Crocs.
Right.
Now, I'm out for dinner. My husband says, you've got to get those off. And I said, I can't.
That's like last night. My son wanted to wear Crocs to the casino.
No,
and I said, take those bloody things off.
No,
they're my good Crocs.
Can we just get a 4 week? Like, I don't know. Can we check in 4 weeks and ask Moira if she wears Crocs?
Oh, sure. All right. I guarantee
that on
him.
The 7th of next month.
She'll be wearing them by the end of the year.
Yeah. Croc check.
Croc check. Let's do it.
Oh, dear, Sonia.
Welfare check.
It is, yeah, welfare check.
All right, Sonia, thank you.
Thank you. Merim from Narang, what did you buckle and buy?
Well, after lots of years, my mum buckled and bought me a horse.
Wow. That's a lot bigger than a Croc.
Yeah. Yep. How do you wear that?
Do they have giblets for that? So how old were you and how long have you been persuading her to buy you a horse?
Well, I've been persuading her to buy me a horse for 5 years.
Wow.
And, yeah, I'm 14 now and, yeah, I've persuaded them.
Wow.
You sound so proud.
Yeah, I had to buy all the gear, though. That was my job.
Oh, where is the horse staying?
Hopefully you don't live in Bundle.
Probably not an apartment in Main Beach.
No, he stays on another property, and it's like his rental home. We pay to keep him there.
Nice.
What's his name?
Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Stop it. It's not Bob. Is it Bob?
It is Bob.
That's the best. Bob, yep. Barry, or Gary, they would be the perfect horse names.
Bob the horse. Bob. Why Bob?
I don't know. I have a friend whose horse is Dave.
Oh, Dave. Yes.
Where are you going to go? Hang out with Bob and Dave.
Oh, Bob and Dave.
Yep. Thanks, Maren.
Say hi to Bob for us.
And Dave. Don't forget Dave. Right.
Get a lift home with Moira and
Big Trip. Let's go.
On 102.9 Hot Tomato.